So what else is new in space, Robert, that really hasn't been reported on?
That's an interesting question. I mean, for one thing, have you ever had any conversation on your show about gamma ray bursts?
I do not think so. What's happening there?
It's a very interesting story. Back in the 70s, they put up these satellites to... in relation to the test ban treaty. They wanted a way to, without going into the Soviet Union, to make sure they were keeping to the test ban treaty, a way to detect the gamma rays that would be released from a nuclear explosion. Well, these satellites in the 70s were not only able to look down, but they also looked up. And some astronomers used them to see if they could see any bursts of gamma rays coming from the sky. And they did. They saw a bunch of gamma ray bursts appearing randomly for just a few seconds all across the sky, the average was about one a day. But they couldn't figure out what caused these things. There were theories they were in the atmosphere. There were theories they were quakes on neutron stars, star quakes, producing the gamma rays. Theories that neutron stars, binary systems of neutron stars, would eventually merge together and the explosion produce these things. That would be a big explosion. Things like hypernova, supernovas was a theory for these. They didn't know for 30 years. It wasn't until the 90s that several different satellites, telescopes, including the Hubble Space Telescope, finally pinned down that most of the gamma ray bursts are produced probably by supernova taking place very far away and producing some of the most powerful explosions in the universe. I mean, you're talking about objects billions. We're talking about an average of 7 billion light years away, producing enough power in an instant that we can see it from Earth. The gamma ray reaches. They theorize that those kind of explosions, if they occurred within 1,000 to 3,000 light years of the Earth, would cause a mass extinction. Now, what was interesting about this...
A mass extinction on Earth?
On Earth.
Because of the explosion?
3,000 light years away. Because the amount of gamma ray radiation and X-ray radiation and light produced by it, especially the gamma and X-ray, it would strip the ozone layer and possibly strip the outer layers of our atmosphere. Very powerful explosions. These are really powerful explosions.
Could this contribute to the dinosaur extinction 65 million years ago?
No, they don't think so, but there's no evidence yet. There's no way to know in the past at this point, but... There are some theorists who think some of the earlier extinctions, such as the one 250 million years ago, this is a possible explanation.
I wonder if they would cause weather changes.
Well, you strip the ozone layer and the upper layers of the atmosphere, and all breaks loose. It's a mess.
Maybe a flood. Noah's flood. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, what makes this more interesting, though, is the Swift Space Telescope. What they were able to determine that there are most of the bursts are what they call long bursts. Now, long meaning they last for anywhere from 2 seconds to 100 or 1,000 seconds. They're not very long, nonetheless. But there was another category separate from that of really short bursts, less than a second. And those bursts, they still have no idea how they were caused. SWIFT was sent up into orbit specifically to try to solve that mystery. Now, the long bursts, they think, are mostly formed by these hypernova explosions that occur really early in the universe's history, 7 billion years ago. All of them have been very far away and very powerful, but very far away.
Right.
The short bursts, they have, in the last 3 months, SWIFT was finally able to catch a short burst and get X-ray and optical data of the short burst for the first time. They've only found two of these so far, short bursts, but it appears the short bursts were caused by the merger of two neutron stars orbiting each other. I should explain a little of the physics. Two neutron stars in a binary system orbiting each other, they're so heavy and they're moving so fast around each other that they actually cause what they call gravity waves out of the system. In other words, the system is losing energy as it orbits. And what happens is the two neutron stars will spiral together over time. And eventually, they will collide and merge to form a black hole. When that happens, you produce a big explosion. Now, this was the theory for maybe the short bursts, and it appears that it's fitting the data that they're getting. What's interesting about that is that short mergers of neutron stars can happen anywhere, not in the distant past. And in fact, there are a few neutron star binaries known in our galaxy that are not that far away that they can actually, using math, predict when they're going to merge. They're not going to merge in the immediate future. We're talking about maybe a billion years from now, but they haven't found them all. Nonetheless, this is something that could actually be a threat down the road. It's an interesting thing, and SWIFT is finding data about the gamma ray bursts, and that's one of the more interesting things that hasn't been reported that I'm actually writing an article on.
Fascinating.